Making selections is a very fun-filled thing, and we don't oftentimes make as much fun out of the things that we select as we could. Now, I'm hanging this over my head, putting it on my chest, and now I'm speaking to you from the top of my chest. This is Dr. Herbert O'Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. What was my topic?
Making selections.
Making selections. Just checking to see if you were listening, you know. Making selections. We know many people in our world, and one of these people is Henri. Henry Blankenstein. Or how do you pronounce his name?
Breitenstein.
It must be a very bright fellow. Breitenstein.
Breitenkamm. Whatever.
Then he has a good camera.
Yeah.
He's bright with a good camera.
But always well, bright.
Well, that's our Henry, H-E-N-R-I. And he also goes by Hank, and also many other interesting names. Well, what's the topic?
Making selections.
Henry is always making selections. Well, Henry wrote this morning, and he sent me an email, as he sends out to his friends every morning, and I'm blessed to be one of his friends. And he sends out this email, and this email is about his neighbor Carol and her husband. And his wife Kathy and he and the neighbor Carol and her husband went out for dinner and a movie last night in Plantation, Florida. And Carol turned 64. Hello world, Carol turned 64! I thought, my goodness, you think Carol really wanted to announce that to everybody? But Henry announced it. And so, as a present, they went to see a movie. Now, I don't recall the name of the movie, but the movie was quite charming. And a movie, I think, was called Taking the Bucket, Kicking the Bucket, maybe. That would be a proper phrase, Kicking the Bucket. But whatever the name of the movie was, it's playing in Plantation, Florida, so perhaps it'd be a little bit of a trip for most of us to go. But the movie was about two elderly gentlemen who were given a terminal ticket. And they were told that in just a few weeks or a month or so, they were going to die, period. There's no backing off, no going on, so what are you going to do in this time? You know? And so the two guys decided that they were going to do the things they wanted to do all of their life. All the things that they put off, almost like the last holiday with Queen Latifah, and really fantastic. Well, now, these two fellows wanted to climb the Himalayas. They wanted to take skydiving, and they wanted to jump out of airplanes, and they wanted to do all sorts of the fun things that everybody reads about, thinks about, and says, wouldn't that be exciting? I don't know if I could handle it. And sort of half wishes they could do, but half not wishes. They said, I don't want to die yet. And so these guys, they're going to die anyhow. They said, what the heck, let's go and let's live it up. Well, I didn't see the movie, but from what Henry tells me, the movie was very beautiful, and these two guys had a love affair that was absolutely fantastic. And he said that without saying the next statement. And the first thought is that they found some women, you know. Well, what they did, they perhaps did find some women, but what they did lovely things for different people who were in need of a lovely thing. And they were just really outstanding gentlemen, just really fantastic. And what's the title of our talk?
Making Selections.
They were making selections. And Henry was making a selection by telling us this. And Henry said, it's not a matter of doing all of these things, but it's a matter of how you do it. Are you being yourself and having fun? Are you doing things that make you feel fulfilled and satisfied and make you feel that the world is worth being in? And really, this is what all of us could consider for ourselves. Are you doing what majority of people do, go to work 8 to 5 or 9 to 5 or maybe 8 to 8 or whatever term you want to do, and coming home dead tired, settling back in your house to nothing, and then get up in the morning and do it over again. And at work, it's just nothing but coffee break or work or this or that, you know, nothing creative or imaginative. Do you make something out of your life that is really exciting? Or do you do things just because they're there to do? Do you create your own world? What's our title?
Making selections.
What selections do you make? What selections do you make for your life? Do you select to do the boring thing in life?
No.
Or are you going to be like these two gentlemen? Just because they were told they're going to die, they said, well, what the hell, let's go do what we've always wanted to do. Well, let's start doing it now. Yeah, you may be going to die soon, and you may not. You may be just 1 year old. Or whatever. Let's go and do what we want to do. Children do, you know. They do what they want to do, and they're happy. And if they can't do what they want to do, they're happy doing what they're doing. They put their attention on whatever has to be put it on. If they're told they're going to go to Disneyland, and then the things change, and you say, well, I'm sorry, we can't go. The car's got a flat tire. There's no way to fix it in time, you know. No way to do this here. Okay, so they go out and play with their buddies. I thought you were going to Disneyland. The car's got a flat tire. We can't go. Okay, no big deal. The end of the world hadn't come because the car had a flat tire and they couldn't do as they planned to do. Now, why don't we have that attitude earlier for ourselves? To, what's our title?
Making selections.
To make selections for what we really want to do. Now, what do you really want to do? Now, Ellen Jeremini, the head of the University of Healing here and the University of Philosophy and the Absolute Monastery and the Worldwide Healing Ministry and who knows what all. I mean, she's got her fingers in every pudding in the pie. Well, this morning, she says, now what I'm going to do today is just to do all the things I want to do. Just relax and take a nice walk around the property, and a pleasant walk around the property, not because I'm supposed to get my walk in, you know, but I'm going to walk around the property because I'm going to enjoy it. And I'm going to take my nap and enjoy it. I'm going to perhaps read a book. Perhaps I'm going to just sit down and meditate a little while. Or who knows what I'm going to do. I'm just going to do it because I want to enjoy it. Just because I want to enjoy it. Now, what is she doing?
Making selections.
She's making selections on what she's going to do. And she is going to do it. Now, do you know? Do you know that Ellen is done? She has already made her selection of what she wanted to do, and she's already done all the things that she wanted to select for herself to do. Now, that was her trial run. Now, today, she's either going to carry out her trial run, or she's going to make new selections. And hey, I wouldn't be surprised. I have a feeling that if Ellen had a phone call today from some of her grandchildren, or her children, she would spend the time that was necessary for the phone call and have a ball. She would just talk her heart out and just be so happy. And I'd say, Ellen, did you get your nap in? No, I was... Ellen, did you get your walk in? No, I was... And so, you know, it wouldn't matter. She would just say, no, I was... Something else came up. But is the end of the world coming along because you didn't make the selection that you made for the selection that you made? No. You follow your heart as the moment brings it to you. That's living in the moment. That's delighting in the moment. That's having fun in the moment. Anita tells us she was in a, she's 18, and she went to a Scottish dance program, and it was in Scotland, apparently, and they were Scottish people dancing, and they were rugged Scottish people doing their rugged Scottish dance, which was a very dynamic, you might even say violent dance. And Anita tells me, as she was dancing with these people, and she was up to, she lost her shoes. they swung her around, they threw her around, and of course she's just a little sprite, but she remembers it all of her life, and she had a ball, and she'd love to do it again, but she wear different shoes. Because when she lands, she likes to be on her shoes rather than just on her bare feet on the cold floors up in Scotland. But other than that, it's wonderful. You see, now, she was being herself and having fun, and she was
making selections.
She was making selections that delighted her, that uplifted her, that thrilled her. Now, has Sylvia ever done that? Oh, you should hear the story Sylvia tells. As Sylvia was growing up, the adventures that she has had would be enough to, make a horse grow hair on his chin, But it's wonderful. And everything she did left her feeling what?
Wonderful.
Wonderful. Left her feeling happy. Left her feeling fulfilled. And, she showed me a picture when she was 19. And she was a little princess, And I said, Sylvia, every time I think about you, I think about you as a picture when you were 19. And she said, oh no, just think of me as the picture when I was 36, or the picture of me when I was whatever age you chose. And I said, oh, okay, but show me the picture. Well, she said, I got it in my mind. And I said, well, that doesn't help me. You got to have it in my mind if I'm going to think about it. And she said, well, I got it in my mind. She said, I know which one I want. And I said, well, go for it. Now,
make your selection,
and make your selection now for a happy life. And it's not a matter that you're living back then, but you're living with the freedom and the attitude you had back then of making selections and just going for it. Now, perhaps the day before Anita went to this violent Scottish dancing routine, she had no idea she was going to go. It may have been an inspirational thing, or it may have been pre-planned for weeks, but the thing is, she just made her selection. Now, that night, before she went to that dance, she could have said to herself, I have a sick headache, and not gone. Just sat at the bar with all of her friends and drank, instead of going dancing. But but being the vegetarian that she is, she's a very select girl of what she drinks. So, and what company she keeps, too.
Vegetarian schnapps.
Oh, vegetarian schnapps, she tells me. So you see, there you are, making selections. I have never had a vegetarian schnapps. Oh, yes, I have. Every schnapps I've every schnapps I have ever had has been vegetarian. It's kirsch or pear or birnen and grape
and corn,
and it's all that sort of stuff. So you see, people go around saying that they are pure people and that they're only taking natural products and stuff like that. Well, schnapps is a very natural product. Yeah, well, even Jesus drank wine and made wine. But the thing is, I wonder what the flavor Jesus made his wine,
Making selections.
He made his selection. I wonder what selection he made for his wine. What do you think, Ingeborg? What kind of wine did Jesus perform out of that bottle of water?
Natural.
Yeah, but that's what we're talking about, natural. But natural what? Which one of the naturals? Well, maybe you mean the universal natural, huh?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
Grapes.
Yeah.
A red wine.
But the people at the wedding feast, remember, what did they say?
It's the best wine of the evening,
and the best wine that they've ever tasted.
Can you imagine?
The best wine they ever tasted, and of course, because it was made of ethereal substance.
Wow!
Why don't we create like that?
Yes, making selection.
It's up to us to make the selection. Now, how do we make the selection of having the ethereal essence of all as our substance? By liking everything we do, by being myself
and being fun.
And having fun. Anita went out on the path, and I'd seen this car track going up my meditation path, and I thought, the Border Patrol driving up my meditation path, not that path too. It's too awkward to get onto. Why? How did it get on there? And then it turned around up at a certain point, And so for several days, I cogitated on that as I was walking my meditation path. And then one day, I opened my eyes as I was coming back from the hermitage to the monastery, and there was a new bench sitting there, a lovely bench. It was two big stones with a great big timber across it, great big fence post. And I thought, I wonder where that came from. And then down below it was written the words fun. And I knew that was Anita, of course. So then the next day, I walked my meditation path again there. And then I saw the tire tracks. And then I saw where a big fence pole had been laying on the ground. And I thought, oh, that's what she did. She took the pickup truck, came up here, picked up that fence pole, put it in the pickup truck, and drove it up to where she put it in and to make the bench. Oh, now the mystery is solved. Border Patrol, you're exonerated. And, you know, but you see,
making selections.
We make selections about everything we do. And as we make selections, we make them as happy selections or sad selections. Now, what sort of selections are you going to make for yourself today? What sort of selection are you going to make for yourself today?
Happy one.
Well, I would hope to kiss a pig. Make happy selections. And you know, Ellen,
yes.
Speaking about kissing a pig, and speaking about Miss Piggy on television and so forth, and speaking about the pig in the movie, wouldn't it be fun to raise a little pig and have a pig as a pet, have a pig on a leash? And wouldn't that be something? They're supposed to be very clean and very nice.
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't that be an interesting experience?
Would it get big?
Interesting,
huh?
Yes.
Huh?
Interesting, yes.
A little thing.
Interesting,
yes.
There may be pigs, they're always remaining small.
Well, there may be, what do you call it, what are these bonsai trees, a bonsai pig.
A mini pig,
you know, one that stays small, like a miniature horse, a shepherd horse, you know. Well, that'd be interesting, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, clean up the floor, good for us. But
you want a pig?
I think that would be a fascinating thing. And of course, you know, some people have pigs,
yeah.
As pets. Yeah, I've seen them. But it is unusual. It is unusual. You'd have to learn a whole new psychology of raising pigs. And they don't have, you see, the pigs are usually thought of living outdoors and living in their swill and eating that way and that sort of stuff and getting big and making pork chops, you know. But some of them can be trained as house pets, and we'll have them in Ellen's house. See, right away, she's making her selection. And she's making her selection. I think that more like in Herb's house.
Gosh,
in the Herb's house with Rex. Wouldn't that be something?
He would love it.
My goodness, would Rex have a ball?
Oh, yeah.
Would he have a ball raising that little pig? And I've thought of getting a kitten for Rex, you know, because I'd like him to learn how to get along with kittens. But maybe a pig is the thing. I wonder.
It's hard to chase them.
Hard to chase a pig?
Yeah.
Well,
they don't run so fast. Like,
it's not hard to chase a pig, you say?
Yeah. It's hard to chase when you want the chase.
He can't run away.
Because he cannot run away. And then Rex doesn't chase it if it's not fast.
Oh, I see. You're using another story here. You're saying Rex likes to chase things, and so if a pig doesn't run, it's not going to get chased, and so therefore he could make friends with it more quickly.
Yeah.
Okay, that's true. That's true. That's it. That's making decisions. See, already we have Sylvia as our pig pigologist, who knows all about raising pigs and how pigs should be handled. This is wonderful. That's making decisions. And who's going to be in charge of feeding the pig? Ingeborg, you want to take charge of feeding the pig?
No.
Well, thanks a lot.
Yes.
Ellen?
No, thank you.
You?
While I'm here? Yes.
Temporary assignments are always fun. Mm. You know there's an end someday.
I would say no too.
Sylvia would say she doesn't want to feed pigs either. Well, Rex, you want to feed the pig? I think he'd love that.
Yeah.
He'd love it. I'll share my bones with you. I don't know. Do pigs chew on bones? But see, these are all making decisions. Being yourself and having fun. Those men who took their trip all over the world and doing the fun things that they thought they'd enjoy doing, and really they had fun doing it. What was the movie we saw about the older guys in the cocoon? Cocoon, remember?
Oh, yeah.
And that was quite charming. Well, that's much of the attitude that these guys had, apparently, as they took their tour of the world. So, think about these things.
Making selections.
What sort of selection are you going to make for yourself to really get the most out of life and to have the most fun? It's our thought for today. It's your thought every day. What selection are you going to make? And the selection I make is to be myself and have fun, and I don't have to put any other title on it.
Yeah.
So, be yourself and have fun, and remember, I'm there first in my world. I love you. I love you. I love you.